today's gospel, there is another exchange between Jesus and Simon Peter. Last week, we got to the sublime, Peter's profession of faith for which Jesus lavished on him high praise. Today, we get the ridiculous. Peter so completely misunderstanding Jesus' words. So where is the good news? What should be encouraging to those of us who struggle with our faith and falter in our attempts to live a Christian life, to know that even those closest to Jesus, Peter himself, knew doubt and failure. Even the apostles wanted to avoid the suffering that came with living out the message of Jesus. It is, of course, human nature to find the path of least resistance, to avoid suffering if we possibly can. And yet today's gospel offers this assertion. The path of Jesus is not like that. It is not easy. If we are looking for an easy way, Jesus has a message for us. Get behind me, Satan. But if we are willing to stick with Jesus through thick and thin, as Peter and the other disciples ultimately did, Jesus has another message. Whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. And that's the good news. God love you.